listening to Sounds of California Bayview, a production of Radio Bilingüe and the Alliance for California Traditional Arts. The concert was held before a live audience at the Bayview Opera House in San Francisco.
Brindare, brindare, şengale brindare.
Listening to Sounds of California Bayview, a production of Radio Bilingüe and the Alliance for California Traditional Arts.
Yes, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Women hold up half the sky, and we're maintaining the clouds as well. A mother and daughter team making fabulous music. Our next artists are from the Vietnamese community in San Francisco. And a lot of folks arrived at the end of the war in the 1970s. The haunting images from those days, refugees on crowded boats, families separated and waiting for long periods of time in transient camps, are the same images we're seeing today for other people, Syrians, Africans, Rohingya people, moving far away by water, by foot, by any means necessary. San Francisco has been historically one of the centers of refugee resettlement. And one of those who came here was Ms. Hong Lei Toll. And she is the executive director of the Vietnamese Cultural Center. And I'm so grateful to be here this afternoon to be a part of just witnessing what our great country has already bestowed on all of us by opening the doors for us. Let us not let that end. We must open the doors for everybody. We got enough. We got enough for everybody. Don't get caught up in the funk of, oh, well, what about the people living here? We have more than enough. We have more than enough for everybody. We really do. You know, what is the idea? God shed his grace on us. Okay, that's great. I believe it. I believe God shed his grace on us. And I heard something the other night when someone said, and if the kingdom of heaven is within each of us, let us leave a bit of stardust wherever we go. So let's keep the doors open and continue to take care of the people of the world, the human family. Please, please. And I love it, the history of folks, because this, Miss Hang Lei Toll was a labor organizer. You know, you gotta be. I mean, it's like just to get a toehold on anything. A labor organizer, and she understood from her own experience, for the next generation would lose something critical on their way to the new American lives, the language and cultural practice. You know, so many people are even ashamed of speaking their language, their mother tongue. You know, and that's too bad, because I would like to know more languages myself. I'd like to know more languages. As an American, we all should know four or five languages. with all the folks that we encounter, but everybody is so cool. I mean, American is great. I work all over the world, and I can do my work in Russia. And young people, they understand everything I'm saying, you know, because we're interested in the American tongue, but all of the other tongues, what an opportunity to know each other and to be able to speak directly to each other. Miss Hong Lee To began with the help of dedicated families. She started a Saturday language school, which I think is pretty smart, a language school. And today it is a thriving school for over 200 youth, ages to teens, who spend the mornings together as the parents socialize in the parking lot of the school they use on the weekends. I love that. I just love it that these children gather to honor where they've been and to honor the music of their own tongue. And it was nearly 8 years ago that the seeds of another idea began to germinate for the director. And on Saturdays, each Saturday, the youth were reminded of their own beautiful couture, which is so much about fashion and clothes. You know, the French ain't the only ones that know something about couture. And hey, I'm an African woman, okay? I know something about beautiful couture as well. But we are gonna have a treat today with this particular group from the Vietnamese community. And Miss Hang wanted to introduce music classes to her community, traditional and folk music. And today I think we're gonna have a real treat listening to this. The idea bloomed a thousand flowers, as they say, because what began just as an idea has translated into who we will enjoy listening to this afternoon. And the group is the Su Viet Don Tran Ensemble, referring to the string zither. I guess this is that instrument. Wow, look at that, jeez. They play not only for Lunar New Year celebrations and Asian festivals, but they have also played at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C., as they should. The ensemble instructor is Miss Van A. Vaugh. See, I need to be speaking their language. This is like, wow. A master artist who studied at the Hanoi Conservatory. While not a refugee herself, every Vietnamese family has been affected in some way by the years of war in the country and divisions among the South Vietnamese and North Vietnamese. And Miss Vaugh is a multi-instrumentalist who has won Emmy Awards and collaborated with other musicians such as the Cronus Quartet, which they're pretty fabulous, and has written music for the Houston Opera. America is great already. We don't need to make it great again. It's great, okay? And with these and many more accolades, she is that teacher who patiently understands that the continuity of traditional music takes patience and dedication. She works with apprentices, has a program with elders in San Jose, where a large population has settled and inspires pride in the next generation. Are we ready for the Vietnamese Community Orchestra? Are we ready for this? Have fun, y'all.
Thank you.
listening to Sounds of California Bayview, a production of Radio Bilingüe and the Alliance for California Traditional Arts.
Thank you very much for coming today, and this will be the last act that we do today. And this song that I think that dear a lot to all of us, and if you know the song, please join all of us to just maybe clap the hand and, you know, give everyone the support. Thank you.
This has been Sounds of California Bayview, a production of the Alliance for California Traditional Arts and Radio Bilingüe, in collaboration with the Bayview Opera House and the Smithsonian Center for Folklife and Cultural Heritage. Support was provided in part by the California Arts Council, the James Irvine Foundation, the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, and the National Endowment for the Arts. This program was recorded live at San Francisco's Bayview Opera House. The host is Rodessa Jones. The sound engineer is Michael Yoshida. The technical director for Bayview's Opera House is David Sainz. Zadie Stavely is the technical producer. The producers are Amy Kitchener and Lily Carrazzi. Samuel Orozco is the executive producer. This is Radio Bilingüe.